Germany is the latest European country to talk about restricting face-covering veils called niqabs and burqas. France banned them in public places in 2011, and last month the Dutch parliament voted to not allow them in places such as schools. Now, German Chancellor Angela Merkel, who's seeking re-election next year, says they're not appropriate in her country. Joanna Kakissis reports from Berlin.
Ich glaube, ich habe einen Fehler gemacht.
In a recent episode of the popular German crime TV drama Tatort, an actress in a niqab portrayed a young woman radicalized by Islamists.
Herzlich willkommen Ihnen allen.
Afterwards, a TV talk show panel discussed the issue. Few Muslim women in Germany veil their faces, so the expert was Nora Illy, a 32-year-old Swiss convert to Islam. She was cloaked in black, only her eyes and hands exposed.
In Islam, we can decide whether to cover our faces, wear headscarves or anything else. I personally decided to wear a niqab. It's about self-determination and freedom.
Jens Spahn says niqabs demean women and divide society. He's a lawmaker from Germany's ruling party, the Christian Democratic Union.
Every time I see them, I feel very uncomfortable because that's the opposite of my idea of open society.
Now, he says, hundreds of thousands of Muslim refugees must learn to live in this society.
One thing is for sure, if you are wearing a niqab, you will never ever find a job. You will never ever make friends, German friends or neighbor friends. So this is obviously something that is making integration impossible.
Marwa al-Shiktaha used to be a computer programmer in Syria. Now she's a refugee in Leipzig. She says she is trying to fit in, even with her headscarf.
We are in this strange land, and these people in here are afraid with us.
Afraid of Muslims, she says. She says she's never seen a refugee here wearing a full face veil. More than 4.5 million Muslims live in Germany. Opinion surveys show that most Germans support restrictions on where niqabs and the full body coverings known as burqas can be worn. This summer, the Interior Ministry suggested banning them in some public places after a string of violent attacks.
Angebracht, sie sollte verboten sein, wo immer das rechtlich möglich ist. Sie gehört nicht zu uns.
Chancellor Angela Merkel said last week that she supports banning such veils wherever legally possible. Her fellow Christian Democrats clapped and cheered. Merkel and her lawmakers face a strong challenge in national elections next year from the Alternative for Deutschland, an anti-immigrant party that says Islam is not compatible with European values. Georg Pazderski represents the party in Berlin's state parliament. He says a ban on full-face veils should also apply to tourists from Gulf countries.
You are not going to Saudi Arabia and you're wearing a bikini. Yeah, and I think nobody would accept this in Saudi Arabia or in Kuwait or in Qatar or anywhere. They say if you're coming to our country, then you have to respect our culture.
Tourists from Gulf states have been flocking to luxury hotels in southern Germany after France banned full-face veils in public places 5 years ago. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis in Berlin.